Be silent when you are dishonored.
When he was accused by the chief priests and the elders, he gave no answer. Then Pilate asked him, "Don't you hear the testimony they are bringing against you?" But Jesus made no reply, not even to a single charge, to the great amazement of the governor. Matthew 27, verses 12 to 14.
Have you ever been accused, incriminated, denounced? Have you ever been treated with disrespect, dishonor, and disgrace? Jesus has, and he made no reply.
He was oppressed and he was afflicted, yet he opened not his mouth. Isaiah 53:7.
Jesus was crushed by abuse, yet he said no word. He was severely distressed, yet he was silent.
Father, if you are willing, take this cup from me, yet not my will, but yours be done. Luke 22:42.
I bless you to take notice that when Jesus was accused, oppressed, and afflicted, he did not defend himself in anger. He did not argue and try to prove himself valid. Notice that the only thing that was important to Jesus was to do the will of the perfect Father.
God sent the Spirit of His Son into our hearts. Galatians 4:6.
I remember one time when I felt disrespected and dishonored by someone and vehemently reacted in offense. As a result, I was unavailable to God to reach this person's heart through me. All that mattered to me at the time was to take this cup from me. I did not care about the Father's will. Yet, another time, when I felt dishonored, I kept silent and offered the pain of being disrespected to God. A month later, God used me to bring His good news to the same person who had disgraced me before. I had done the Father's will. I bless you to know that God sent the Spirit of His Son into your heart. May you allow Jesus to react through you with silence when someone accuses and disrespects you, so the will of the perfect Father is done. I bless you.